We are live for another great edition of Board Check. Of course, that makes me your amazing, tired but amazing host, Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Of course, thanks to Impact Media. Thanks to all you guys. Blog Talk has made things a little complicated with their sheet there, so I may not send out as many things throughout the podcast, but tons of things we're going to get into tonight. I got some Hurricanes news, including the assistant coach and his future. Just a lot of things going on in the NHL. Do we have any? I don't think we really have any Gladiator related stuff. I do want to start with some of the NHL news. We'll talk about some of the signings. The Vegas Golden Knights have signed defenseman Colin Miller to a four-year contract where he is going to average about $3.87 million per year. It's a good gig if you can get it. Looks like Corey Snyder from the Devils is going to miss he could miss the start of the season. He is recovering from hip surgery in May. It's a common thing, especially with hockey players, but especially goalies. I mean, he's only 32, but he did have his hip surgery on May 1st. They say 5-month recovery period, and it seems like he's pretty much on schedule. 5 months from now, or from the surgery, we put him at October 1st. The Devils would open the season the 6th against Edmonton. I would be on the safe side. I would probably go with they got Eddie Lack up there. They got Keith Kincaid. I'd go with one of those and really let Snyder ease into it because you don't necessarily need him in October as much as you need him in March, April, May. Also, the Devils are happy that Nico Hershier and Taylor Hall will be ready for camp. That, watch out for the Devils this year. They're always kind of right there in the mix. But at the same time, they are loaded up on talent. And I like all three of those goalies. Eddie Lack. Obviously, Hurricanes fans, you're not the highest on Eddie, but overall, look out for the Devils. Devils could be right there this year. Let's see what else we got. The Flames have loaded up with the big contract to James Neal. I don't really like the term so much, but apparently they did, and he did. Lindholm and Hanifin and Ryan, all that they got through the trades and such. Noah Hanifin is going to be a good player. He's going to be a really good player in this league. I hated to see him go out of Carolina, but I understand what they were doing with the roster. We'll get into the defensive pairs a little bit later on, but I don't know what the Flames are going to be able to do. They loaded up. They've loaded up a lot, along with some of the players they already had. I don't know. I really want to see some preseason. I want to see these guys on the ice, on skates. I mean, if you're on the ice, you might as well be on skates, right? I'm not sold on the Flames the way I am the Devils. I feel like I said, the Devils are always right there. The Flames, it's like every other year that they're kind of there or kind of serious. To a point, but we'll see how that goes. The tour of the Cup has been great. It got to visit Prague over the weekend as Capitals forward Jacob Vrana took it to greet fans, and he actually visited his grandmother's grave with it. I thought that was very touching, very great. But the Cup was in Prague. Now, not to mention that, based off the World Cup, too, Alexander Ovechkin's not going to get cheated. He's not going to get cheated. He was there on hand in Russia with the cup for a lot of the World Cup festivities. He came out and showed it around and such. And once again, he's not going to get cheated. So the free agent tracker, obviously we know where Tavares went. I'm just going to kind of run through real quick, and if there's a big signing that I think could do something, I'll say something. You know, Michael Grabner out with the Coyotes, I think that could be pretty good. Let's see, what did he sign? He signed a 3-year contract. I think that's going to be pretty good. He did some good things for the Rangers. Yaroslav Halak signed a 2-year deal with the Bruins. Yeah, we talked about Derek Ryan. His is a 3-year deal. We'll get back into the Hurricanes here in a minute because they did some things that I thought were fantastic. Chicago adding Cam Ward and Chris Kunitz. Okay. Chicago, you're right there with Calgary. That I don't know what to expect yet. I want to see how things play out. Matt Calvert signed a 3-year deal with the Avalanche, I think. And Matt Nieto signed a 2-year contract with the Avalanche. I think that's another one. Those are some other signings that could really do some good things. Riley Nash in Columbus, 3-year deal. Anthony Duclair with a 1-year contract. I think those are going to do well. Adam Clendenning, I know the Blue Shirt Breakaway guys are pretty sad about this one, but he signs a 1-year contract with the Blue Jackets. Roman Polak, now in Dallas with the Stars. Anton Khudobin is there on a 2-year deal as well. Stars are kind of, they were kind of in a spot where they needed to sign some people, so they signed a lot of people, and I like a lot of the ones they did. Jonathan Bernier, a 3-year contract with the Red Wings. Thomas Vanek on a 1-year deal. Edmonton didn't really do anything. Florida signed some people. The Kings, obviously, they got the Kovalchuk. You guys knew about that. Nothing big with Minnesota. Montreal, Thomas Plekanec agreed to terms on a 1-year contract. Kenny Agostino, Matthew Pekka, and Jacob De La Rose, 2-year contract for Montreal. They're going to be one. They're going to bounce back pretty soon. The Canadian teams, including Toronto, are going to be making a bigger push here soon. Nashville not really doing anything real big. Nothing yet. They don't really need to. They're just they're shoring up places here and there. You know, they're looking for deckhands more than they are captains of the ship. There's the Devils. Told you about John Ramage, Curtis Gabriel, Eric Gribba. The New York Islanders have pretty much signed a good bit of people, none of which maybe Leo Komarov to a 4-year deal. That could be a pretty good one. I don't know. There's a lot of these teams. I want to see what they look like in camp. I want to see what they look like some of these preseason things, because I mean, you can sign everything in the world. We see this with every other league. You can sign whoever you want. Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. Look at the Philadelphia Eagles a couple years ago when they get Asamoah, and they had 3 or 4 big-time free agents. They spent probably $40 million on, like, 5 players, and, like, 1 stayed with the team more than 2 years, and the rest of them were in an alley somewhere peddling watches. So that's something you try to avoid. Sometimes it works out. Most of the time it doesn't. Try to build up like that. You know, it's not the NBA. You don't put together the best 3 you can and go for it. You know, Ottawa trying to just shore up some things. They had Mike McKenna on a 1-year deal. Paul Carey I like both those signings. I think they'll be able to do well. Flyers signed James Van Riemsdyk to a 5-year deal. It's good money if you can, good gig if you can get it. Good money. Philadelphia is another one that needs to find its way up. It got real close. It had a pretty good run last year. It didn't work out. Jack Johnson signs 5-year with Pittsburgh. Matt Cullen signed a 1-year. I think those are fantastic additions to a already loaded team. San Jose, they keep Joe Thornton in the building. They add Thomas Hertl to a 4-year deal. Dylan DeMello, 2-year deal. The Blues, David Perrin. It's pretty much the biggest one of that group. Cedric Paquette with a 1-year deal to the Lightning. The Lightning are going to be right there again. They are going to be super scary in the East. You guys know about John Tavares with the 7-year deal with the Maple Leafs. Seeing good money if you can get it. Adam Cracknell, Josh Juris, Jordan Subban are all with the Leafs now. Tyler Ennis. That's a 1-year deal on him. Vancouver gets Jay Beagle. 2-year deal there. Tim Schaller goes on a 2-year deal to Vancouver. Vancouver's having a reload. They lost the Sedin twins, and that's who their team has been based on forever. So, you know, had to redo things. Nick Holden, Paul Stastny, Ryan Reeves all signed with the Golden Knights. Those are fantastic. Pretty much keeping some of their guys in-house and adding Paul Stastny, because if you can't beat him and you start putting up with him, you let him join you, and he brings to the table something they're missing. So definitely like the way that played out. Nick Dowd is going to go to the Capitals. It's going to be good. Or he signs with the Capitals, rather. It's a 1-year deal. The Jets are kind of on the quiet side. But that's pretty much free agency as far as the way things have went right now. I want to go back to the Hurricanes and talk a little bit about something they've done. There we go. Obviously, Hurricane fans, we know that Calvin DeHaan signed the 4-year contract. Definitely like that. That's going to add to our defensive pairings up front. We now have 4 guys that could be a 1 or a 2, depending on the team, obviously. But you got, they re-signed Trevor Van Riemsdyk to a 2-year deal. I like that. Dan Renouf to a 1-year deal. Peter Mrazek to a 1-year deal, and this is a prove-it deal for Peter Mrazek. You got to think of it this way. A lot of people, myself included, initially thought, oh, they're signing Mrazek to back up Scott Darling. Au contraire, mon frère. French for basically, I don't think so, my friend. On the contrary, new head coach of the Hurricanes, says, this is a competition. Who shows it is going to get it. So it's Scott Darling or it's Peter Mrazek, and it's going to be a constant battle back and forth. So instead of saying, well, we have a number one and then a two, we basically have 2 number ones who are going to flip-flop as the coach sees fit. And no, it's not like a committee thing. Whoever's playing the hottest is going to go. The thing I want to get into is for the Hurricanes, obviously. Steve Smith has resigned as assistant coach after 4 years of the team. He worked a lot with the defense, did a lot of good things. I believe he took an opportunity with the Buffalo Sabres. He wanted to kind of look around. He'd been here for 4 years. He sees Rod Brind'Amour take over. He sees some other things. He has no problem with these things. He's just like, I've been here 4 years. Okay, so maybe I want to see what opportunities I have. So he took on with the Sabres. I don't have a problem there. As far as who's going to replace him, the Webb's Michael Smith dealt with this in a couple of the questions he had this week. There's a lot of names we could throw out there. We don't really want to put any names in anybody's mouth, anything like that. Just know that Don Waddell and Rod Brind'Amour have the process going, and they are looking into some definite things. He tackled something else. Let me see if I can find it. The goal song. You guys have asked me about the goal song as well. They are still figuring that out. They got over 1,500 entries. I should have put a few in there. They already had an internal list that they had put together, but they compared, and they're narrowing everything down to the final 5 to 10 for a fan vote that should be before the end of the month. Also, Canes news. We don't have a lot going on. We're gonna get into this. Darren York. Not sure if we're cousins, Darren, but either way, good luck and congratulations. Darren York has been named the roster of player personnel. Congratulations, Darren. And Eric Tulski has been promoted to vice president of hockey management and strategy. So, Eric may be related too, but congratulations and good luck to Eric and Darren. I know they're going to do a fantastic job. Obviously, for more on this, you can go to NHL.com/Hurricanes. Let me try to find one last thing about the defensive pairings that I was talking about. All right, so think of it this way. We got Calvin DeHaan, just came in. We got Dougie Hamilton. Let's say we put those two together. Then let's say Justin Falk and Pesch. Brett Pesch would be a good one there. Jacob Slavin. Hayden Fleury. I mean, those are seven of the seven defensemen there. I like this mix. If this is who we're starting the season with, I'm okay at defense. Absolutely okay. Have no problems there. Not to mention, be happy that the Hurricanes actually were active at the very beginning and did some splashy moves. The Calvin DeHaan was the biggest, but did some splashy moves. The big draft day trade. Drafting the guys they did. They drafted some phenomenal people. Carolina fans, there's a lot to be excited about. You should be excited. I'm excited. I know some things are coming up. I know the 5K is September 9th, I believe, that was also Grandparents' Day. Boy, that'd be cool. That would actually be a pretty... That's a Sunday, by the way. There's a chance that Impact Media Borchek will we might take a ride down the road there and check that out. Because I enjoy 5Ks, do a handful of them out here. So maybe we come up there. I know they released the shirt that you will get for signing up and being a part of it, and it looks pretty badass. I definitely like it. So if you didn't listen to Canes Cast this week, definitely go do that. The Web's Michael Smith and TV's Mike Maniscalco, who has been on this show before, did a fantastic job. They addressed some of the things that I did as well. The defensive pairing was something they hit on in depth. Definitely go check that out. They do some fantastic work, and I have heard through the text line, through the emails, through all the tweets and such that you guys send. Obviously, if you're in the iTunes store, please give us a rating, review, leave us a question, comment, suggestion. That's fine. At the Impact 99, if you want to find me, at Team Impact Media or at Board Check, all the way you can find us there. On Instagram, at the Impact 99, send us stuff. We love to see your submissions. Obviously, if you see us anywhere, make sure to take that selfie with us. Post it to any of our social media. We will send some swag and shirts. We're working on some cool stuff. We still have the old designs as well if you like those. And, yeah, what I was saying is I have seen a lot of them. We're efforting to get a couple of the people that you put on there, including the Webb's Michael Smith. And efforting is usually a media term for give me a few minutes. We're working on it. But no, we're actually working on getting some guests lined up in the next few weeks. I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. But that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate everybody tuning in to this great hump day edition of Check Red, White, and Black. In fact, we'll be changing the song to something hurricane related pretty soon. It's a cool song, but it doesn't really match what we're trying to do, does it? But I'm Jeremy the Impact Gore. To Impact Media, thanks to Blog Talk Radio. We will see you guys next week. Go watch hockey.
By that much.